Know what to eat, but find yourself not eating it. Perhaps you've been on diets and off again, and just wonder why you can't stick to them. The Eating For You podcast, hosted by me, Sally Ann Pisk, will show you what's been missing so you can enjoy a healthier way of eating that lasts. Hello, Sally Ann here, and welcome to our second festive season podcast episode. The words sunrise, sleep, and mindfulness came into my mind when I asked myself, what keeps me feeling balanced and calm during the festive season, or for any time of year for that matter? For me, a sunrise is the promise of a new day. I have to add in here that I am super excited at the beginning of a new day, as I am a morning person. And I know not everyone welcomes that morning light as it filters into the bedroom. Being up and about at sunrise means I have a full day ahead, and I love that. This makes me feel calm, as I know I will have plenty of time to complete whatever is on my to-do list for the day. So what I'm really talking about here is that feeling of having enough time and space in our day so we don't feel overwhelmed or pressured. One of my morning rituals is looking over my commitments and plans for the day to make sure I'm being realistic. And this is an important part of removing unnecessary pressure. As a morning person, my mind is at its freshest before midday. So this is a great time of day for me to plan and create new work resources like training sessions, podcasts, and printable documents. When I can, I also love to get out on the walking trails just after sunrise, as you get to see all of the native birds and animals preparing for their day as well. There's a hive of activity, literally. Research also suggests getting up at sunrise or just after to help set our wake-sleep clock true. And as much as I love getting up and out of bed in the morning, I really love getting back into bed at night to rest and sleep. Sleep is not a luxury, it is a necessity. Deep sleep, which is stage 3 sleep, is important for body repair, growth, and development. The sorts of things that occur during this sleep cycle are muscle repair, hormone release, and the maintenance of our immune system and also our metabolism. Stage 4 sleep, which is also known as rapid eye movement or REM, is important for our minds, and this is where learning and memory is set for us. And if I don't get enough sleep, I experience many of the side effects of not having quality sleep. I experience poor concentration, my decision making is a bit ho-hum, and I can have delayed response times. And I have to put my hand up, I can get a bit irritable when I don't have enough sleep as well. But the longer we go without sufficient sleep, the worse the symptoms become. There can be memory loss, increased mood swings and depression, decreased immune function, and there's an increased risk for weight gain and cardiovascular disease when we don't sleep for 6 hours a night. And sleeping less than 5 hours increases your risk of type 2 diabetes. And when we don't get enough sleep, our cortisol, one of our stress hormones, increases. And we experience increased blood pressure, impaired glucose control, and increased inflammation. And our appetite for sweet and fatty foods increases, and our natural satiety mechanism is less effective. So if you're not having quality sleep and don't wake up feeling refreshed in the morning, then please talk to your doctor about it. When I think of mindfulness, I don't just think about meditation. I think about thinking, eating, and talking. In fact, everything that I do. Our minds direct our thoughts, speech, and actions. So being mindful gives us the choice whether these are helpful or harmful to ourselves and others. And this is particularly useful during the busy and sometimes stressful festive season when there's more social get-togethers and family gatherings. Mindfulness has many benefits. We get increased self-awareness of our thoughts and actions, and that's what gives us more choice and control over what we do and say. We have improved focus and concentration, and this is great for saving time and building confidence. We experience a decrease in stress from those negative thoughts and feelings because we're not getting hooked into them as much. And our compassion towards ourselves and others grows because we're more aware of what is going on in our mind. We also have an increased ability to introduce and maintain healthier eating and lifestyle choices. So we actually get to maintain it rather than jumping on and off diets all the time. And as I've mentioned, there can be an improvement to our blood pressure when we're mindful. So sunrise, sleep, and mindfulness are in my toolkit for the festive season. What are your three words or activities that will keep you balanced and calm during this time of year? So make sure you prioritize these things so you can enjoy a balanced, calm, and healthy Christmas and New Year. If you have enjoyed this episode, please share it on your Instagram and Facebook pages. And if you're looking for some mindful support during the festive season, make sure you're participating in our Eating for You community on Facebook. This is a private and free group for women, and I've included the link to join with this episode's notes. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to sharing more festive tips next week. You have been listening to the Eating for You podcast with Sally-Ann Pisk. If you are looking for additional support to enjoy a lifelong way of healthier eating, then join our private community for women on Facebook. I have included the link to join in this episode's notes.